It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip. In about 5 minutes, Dr. Daphne Miller's book is called Pharmacology, What Innovative Family Farming Can Teach Us About Health and Healing. Pharmacology is spelled with an F, not a PH. F, pharmacology. Here again is Dr. Mike Roizen.
Daphne, now when we were talking about the quality of the land and the redoing urban farms, how expensive is it to test, for example, a garden that you want to grow in either as a community or a group to see if you can do this and get all the lessons?
Well, that's a great question, and I have to be honest, I haven't been asked that before. But from talking to farmers, my understanding is that it's actually not a cheap proposition, but it's cheaper than trying to test our own bodies. So cheaper than the human labs, but not absolutely free. But, you know, in another chapter in pharmacology, the first chapter is actually an exploration of how a farmer's effort to rejuvenate his soil can teach us incredible lessons about rejuvenating ourselves. And it's a farmer who does precisely that. He does a lot of testing and then replacing of minerals in order to bring his land in Washington State up to what he would consider to be healthy soil. And he does this for several years, sending tests to the lab and then dumping minerals back into the soil. And he's realizing that his land isn't getting that much better, and his vegetables aren't looking that much better. And he's kind of starting to worry about all the minerals that he's dumping on there. And so he takes a totally different approach, where he starts to farm in this full cycle way, where he's putting the organic matter back into the soil and not over-tilling the land, and farming with animals who take using their manure to nourish the soil, and really trying to support all the microbes, the healthy bugs in the soil. And all of a sudden, his land starts to thrive and his vegetables start to thrive. And so he realizes that testing and replacing doesn't quite work. And as I'm with him, I realize that there are many times with my patients where there's the same issue that goes on, where we tend to sort of, people come in and they're fatigued and depleted, and we run a million tests, and we don't really come up with much, but we find, oh, they're missing a little vitamin D or a little bit of iron or this and that, and we tend to replace them with minerals and drugs and so on, just like this farmer was doing with the soil. And oftentimes, they too don't really get better. So in the chapter, I start to explore what happens to our bodies when we become part of a healthy farm cycle, when we start to eat the food from land that has been well-nourished. And I spend time with microbiologists and different kinds of scientists exploring this and find out that indeed, even though there's not a lot of research on it, with those kinds of healthy foods that have been exposed to healthy microbes, starts to have a very positive influence on our health and our metabolism and our immunity as well. So we really can thrive by being part of a healthy farm cycle.
Bridget, do you have anything you'd like to... You look like you're burning for a question, so...
Yes, Dr. Miller, I loved the entire idea of your book. I think that it's amazing, and I'm...
We should say the book is Pharmacology with a F rather than a PH, so it's Pharmacology. It's on Amazon now, and the website is www.drdaphne.com.
And I love how you explored so many different things and then brought it all back to different things that your patients were struggling with. So I'm coming from my own personal interest in public health nutrition, which I'm getting my master's in currently. And I thought it was so interesting in part of your book that you talked about how gardening can increase people's consumption of fruits and vegetables way more efficiently than any major supermarket. And why, I think that you hit the nail right on the head, but from your own personal experience of being to all these farms and talking to so many people, like, why do you think that that is?
That's a wonderful question. And as you can tell from reading that chapter, that realization caught me off guard. Like, I had always assumed that the, you know, food deserts could be fixed by bringing in a bunch of supermarkets.
Yeah, exactly.
And you look at the data, and it's not promising. And, you know, I have a lot of different theories about why that could be the case. One of them is that supermarkets, even though they do have fruits and vegetables, they have all that other tempting stuff that's not good for us as well. The aisles of candy, the aisles of processed stuff, the chips, right, the checkout aisles, in the checkout area where you can, you know, get your Snickers bar on the way out. And so what ends up happening is you might pick up a piece of kale or a bunch of carrots, but you're going to get all the other food that's going to sort of far outweigh it. And then I joke in the book, might even crush it in the bottom of the cart. You know? And when you start to get involved with farms and see how food is grown and get it connected to the whole process, I think that even things that weren't interesting or appealing or delicious to you before become interesting because, A, they're fresher and tastier. I mean, a carrot that's directly from the earth tastes completely different from a carrot that's, you know, been grown somewhere in the Midwest, sat in a packing crate, you know, was shipped to somewhere else, repackaged, put in a bag, and finally made it to you, you know, wherever you live. And it really loses a lot of flavor along the way. And also those foods that were meant for transportation and commercial use tend to be grown from a seed that's less tasty. That's a whole other story. But I think the bottom line is that farming and gardening puts you really in contact with the earth in a very, very fundamental way. And we see that with children in schools as well. When children have gardens in their schools, they go home and start telling their parents about weird plants like sorrel that they want to eat. They start demanding daikon radishes. Kids that you couldn't even get to eat something green before.
Right. So that's so true. I nanny for a family, and we go to this place in Maine, and they hate fruits and vegetables, but the place that we stay in Maine has a garden, and it's the only place that I ever see them eat fruits and vegetables. So all the things that you talked about were definitely true. So I was also curious, which was your favorite farm?
Oh, they were all, for me, amazing and eye-opening, and it's really hard for me to pinpoint one. I mean, the first one that I did my internship on was Jubilee, which was that biodynamic vegetable farm in Washington State where the farmer taught me about rejuvenation.
Dr. Daphne, we're going to have to cut it off here and go to the tip of the week, the website, www.drdaphne.com, the book Pharmacology, F-A-R-M-A, whatever the rest of it is, C-O-L-O-G-Y, Pharmacology, but it's with an F, not a P-H. Joe?
I don't know what to do, Mike. We're about ready to end the hour here. If you want to quickly, in 30 seconds, give us a quick tip.
Lose weight on a part-time diet. Part-time diets take time. You can't expect to lose 5 pounds in a week. You don't want to anyway. But part-time diets mean that you do it 2 days a week and eat regularly the rest of the week. It seems to work. We'll do it more next week. We'll get the full Real Age Tip of the Week next week.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.